After almost three centuries under the rule of the Romanov dynasty, the Russian Empire entered the 20th century at once blessed and cursed. Modernity penetrated all aspects of life. Streetcars and automobiles ran alongside horse-drawn cabs and hand-pushed carts in the streets of its capital city, St. Petersburg. Sumptuous palaces constructed in the 18th century and even middle-class apartment buildings were refurbished with modern doorbells, elevators, telephones, and flush toilets. Banks, the stock exchange, department stores, and luxurious shops bustled. Cafes, restaurants, and nightclubs flourished. People flocked to see movies, and newspapers were sold in kiosks all over the city. Industrialization was taking hold. Financial and banking institutions mushroomed, and a vibrant civil society, independent of the state, was emerging, with an increasingly self-assertive middle class clamoring for participation in the affairs of the state. To rule over this vast, complex, diverse, and dynamically changing empire, state, and society would have been a challenging task for any ruler. European ideas of liberty and equality, unleashed by the French Revolution, had penetrated Russia, capturing many layers of society. The new urban poor, migrating from the villages to the cities in search of employment, looked at privileged society with envy and hostility. Peasants in the countryside, though finally emancipated from serfdom, still thirsted for land they felt they were entitled to. In the borderlands, there were rumblings of minority nationalities clamoring for national autonomy. Demand was mounting for the kinds of political participation granted to citizens in other European countries. Fate did not smile on Russia when, at the turn of the century, it fell to Tsar Nicholas II, the most ill-equipped and inadequate ruler in all of Europe, to implement the necessary policies in response to the changing times. As American historian Richard Pipes puts it, Russia had the worst of both worlds. A Tsar who lacked the intelligence and character to rule, yet insisted on playing the autocrat. Nicholas was born on May 6, 1868, the first son of Emperor Alexander III and his wife, Empress Maria Fyodorovna, formerly Princess Dagmar of Denmark. That day was the feast of St. Job, considered to be an ill omen. Nicholas took this omen seriously. Deeply superstitious, Nicholas time and again repeated that he had been born under ill stars. He carried this fatalism throughout his life, accepting as God's will every catastrophe that befell his empire and his family. Nicholas II's grandfather, Alexander II, who reigned from 1855 to 1881, had won glory for embarking on the great reforms, emancipating the serfs, creating a system of local self-government, the zemstvos and municipal government, initiating modern legal systems and implementing military reforms. Nevertheless, the Tsar Liberator failed to crown the edifice by granting the constitution that the educated elite had asked of him. The great reforms ended when the Tsar Liberator was assassinated by bombs thrown by terrorists in 1881, on the day he intended to grant a limited consultative representative institution. Nicholas's father, Alexander III, who reigned from 1881 to 1894, interpreted this tragedy as a signal that the great reforms had been a mistake. He was determined to restore autocracy and carried out a series of counter-reforms. He harked back to the ideas of Muscovy in the 17th century, before Peter the Great embarked on westernization, and he sought to restore traditional Russian values, deeply rooted in Russian orthodoxy. He reimposed Nicholas I's slogan, Autocracy, Orthodoxy, and Nationality, and envisioned an empire united by orthodoxy and ruled by autocracy, unencumbered by any other forces. 6 feet 6 inches tall and possessing an imposing physique, a charismatic character and abrupt, often boorish manners, he ruled over Russia as a true autocrat. Alexander III could not turn history's clock back completely, for fear that Russia's status as a great power might slip. Aided by an able advisor, Sergei Ulevich Vitter, he encouraged industrialization and the professionalization of the bureaucracy. Modern times and the autocratic tradition began to diverge.